tomorrow. The startup bootcamp Africa Fast Track in Paris was an opportunity for a combination of fintech startups and scale-ups, including a few SBC alumni, to meet with several senior executives from BNP Paribas Personal Finance and its South African subsidiary RCS. That's what Zakaria George, the co-founder and chief investment officer of Startup Bootcamp, says. Now, we're going to speak about this Startup Bootcamp and the Startup Bootcamp Africa's Cape Town Accelerator. So it's specifically about Cape Town, and we're going to understand what it is, what it means for you, the listener based in Cape Town, Philip Karikofi. Philip, if I mispronounced your name, the good thing is that we're speaking on the phone, so you can't do anything to my face. But the better thing is that you can correct me, of course. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you as well.
Yes. So let's start with the name.
So it's Philip Karikofi.
Karikofi.
And yes, I'm the CEO of Startup Bootcamp Africa with my partner, Zakaria George, that you were alluding to earlier.
What is Startup Bootcamp Africa?
Yeah, so Startup Bootcamp is a global accelerator program. We run 15 programs all around the world, but this is the only program that's running in Africa, and it's headquartered right here in Cape Town.
Mm.
So it is the only multi-corporate backed startup accelerator on the continent, and we are a Pan-African program, so we take startups from all over the continent. But obviously, we have a very special place in our heart for local South African startups.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 3-month full-time program that takes startups through an intensive adventure where they get to start with their idea or their company. And we connect them to our corporate sponsors. You had mentioned RCS and BNP, but we also have Woolworths Financial Services. We have Nedbank and Old Mutual and PwC. So some of the biggest corporations on the continent, headquartered here in Cape Town. And so we connect them with these startups to help them grow their businesses very, very rapidly.
Any kind of startups? Is it specific industry?
So we tend to focus more towards fintech and insurtech or e-commerce and payments, companies that are in that arena. But honestly, any sort of tech company that has the potential to scale very rapidly should apply. And the applications are going on right now. So we've been meeting with companies, but we love all sorts of startups, but definitely the tech related and tech enabled startups that are in those industries tend to be the ones that match best with the corporate sponsors.
In this case, Philip, at least in the case of the Startup Bootcamp Africa, what is the definition of startup? Should somebody be already trading, or should it be an idea in their head?
No, definitely they need to be trading. I mean, the terms we tend to use are validation.
Mm-hmm.
So if a customer is buying their product, or there is a product that they've shipped that people are using, they don't have to be very far along in terms of scale, but it needs to be something that the market has said, that has validated, that the market has demonstrated a need, that there's a gap, and we can take that and say and scale it dramatically. But if it's just an idea, then we tend to try to work with them and maybe move them into next year's program.
Is the bootcamp physical? If I get to be elected, and you said this is a continental thing, and I'm somewhere in Burundi, you like my startup, do I have to be in Cape Town for the program?
We have all the startups from all over the continent come to Cape Town. So last year in the program, there was a company from Nigeria, there was a company from Uganda, and there was a company from Zimbabwe, in addition to the 7 companies from South Africa. So they come here for the 3 months. It's intensive and it's immersive, but they spend 80% of their time with us or more, and they learn so much during the day, but also just in after hours working with the other startups, working with our corporates that come in after hours for social engagements. So it really ends up being an incredible experience that is almost 24/7. So, yes, it is a boot camp in every sense of the word.
I can't even imagine. I mean, nothing could be better than that. No university can ever offer an entrepreneur that kind of learning, to be caught up in a 3-month boot camp. In fact, that 3 months is much bigger than an MBA, but let me not controvert the MBA. It's a beautiful program, and I think people who are doing it, I love them. So what do I have to do to apply?
Sure. So the applications are open right now. There's a website that you can go to, startupbootcamp.org, to learn more about the program. Mm-hmm. But we've got an even shorter website, and that is bit.ly/SBC Africa.
And the top 10 startups chosen for the Cape Town Accelerator will each receive €15,000, access to over 100 highly engaged industry mentors, free office space, access to funding, and a network of industry partners, investors, and venture capital firms. What have been some of the successes since you started? It happened last year, so is there someone out there who's a shining star that came through the bootcamp and today you look at them and say, we're proud they came to us?
Yeah, so we were very proud of all 10 companies that came through. Hmm. And really it depends on, kind of what your industry or where the soft spot in your heart is. There was a couple of fintech companies that were right here from Cape Town. There was a company called Brave that was tackling they were disrupting the health tech industry, the health provider, and they're now servicing, employers that previously struggled to provide health insurance for their employees. They're providing a health care voucher system for clinics. But then there was another company that's in another company that's doing remittances. So this company was from Uganda, and they came into the business already, or they came into the program, and they already had 1,900 customers that they were working with. So they were very far along.
Wow.
But in the course of the program, they more than doubled it. So they had close to 4,000 customers by the time they finished. And so we can impact companies at all different stages of their growth. And some of them are big financial gains, others of them are more personal, and we really are very appreciative of the opportunity to be working with these kinds of startups. The one other thing I was gonna say to you before is just mm-hmm. that even though these companies are only with us for 3 months, we like to say that we can produce anywhere from 18 to 24 months worth of growth and progress for them in that 3 month period of time.
Mm.
So it really is, as you said, a pretty extraordinary opportunity.
When is the closing date, and when would the bootcamp start once I'm accepted?
Yeah, so it's only 24 hours away. So Thursday night at midnight is the end of applications.
Mm-hmm.
So the application process, which is on the website, is only takes about 15 minutes to complete. And that starts the process. But then we will spend the next 2 weeks evaluating all the companies. And from all of the applications, we will narrow it down to 20 companies that are invited to a final selection day in Cape Town, and we cover all the expenses for these companies. And so that will be in mid-July. And at that time, we will take the final 20 and narrow it down to the 10 that are going to be in the program, and they start the program on August 13th right here in Cape Town.
Excellent, Philip. We're going to repeat this on our Facebook page. We'll make so much noise about it, probably even podcast this conversation, so that hopefully by the end of Thursday, you have at least a few more listeners of this show applying for this bootcamp. I'd love one of our listeners to be one of the recipients of this. It will be amazing for them.
No, please tell them to let us know if they heard about it on your radio station, because we have a very special place in our heart for the ecosystem here, and we love all the support. So please, yes, put out the website, bit.ly/SBC Africa, and the deadline, like you said, is Thursday night, so they have just 48 hours left to apply. And if you've got a startup in your back pocket that you want to recommend, please send them our way as well.
I will look at our database. We've spoken to a few guys, and I may just want to say to them, you guys go for this one, and do mention that we recommended you.
Yeah, I mean, truthfully, it's there is no other program like this on the continent. You had mentioned before about the €15,000 in cash, but all told, the value of the program is somewhere around €400,000 worth of value to the startups.
Wow.
So there really is nothing like it anywhere on the continent. And we want to have the local companies have the best chance possible to be part of it.
Philip Krakow, thank you very much for chatting to us, and all the best with the program. It's a beautiful piece of work. We love it.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. We look forward to sharing with you the final. And actually,
please do that. Actually,
you must come to the selection process and be part of it.
I'd love to come through. Yes, I'd love to. You know, and meet these amazing entrepreneurs.
An invitation, a VIP invitation to the selection day, so you can be there when we announce the 10 winners.
Philip, the check is in the mail. Thank you, my brother, and have a good evening.
Okay.
Thank you. That's Philip Krakow, co-founder and CEO of SBC Africa. If you are in the fintech business especially, but they do say that they will consider all sorts of startups, but especially in that space, something that is also scalable, you want to apply for this bootcamp. You got 3 months where you're going to be with the best, at least in the continent. They're going to groom you to the next level. There's also, they're taking care of everything, accommodation, food. I mean, and of course, they're also taking care of your dreams. I suggest that if you're onto something, you gotta apply for this bootcamp. This accelerator program is an amazing program, and one day we will speak to some of the people who've been through it. In fact, the current one ends today. It ends today. The current one that's been running, and we hopefully will speak to one or two of the people who went.